San Diego Democratic Assemblymember Chris Ward and Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas co-authored ACA 13. It's the latest Democratic effort in an ongoing legislative battle over tax policy. Last year, the California Business Roundtable, a business coalition, qualified the Taxpayer Protection and Government Accountability Act for the November 2024 ballot. It would require a two-thirds majority vote for any new local taxes to be levied. Local governments and labor organizations said the bill would significantly restrict the ability of local voters, local governments, and state elected officials to fund critical services. If ACA 13 were to be adopted, this act would then need a two-thirds vote to pass. Opponents call ACA 13 anti-democratic, but Democratic Assembly members say they are only following the California Business Roundtable and Assembly Republicans' logic. Democratic Assemblyman Mark Berman represents Menlo Park.
I'm trying to understand the logic of the opposition, because it seems like the opposition is saying that we should not raise the voter threshold so that the opposition can raise the voter threshold. That's literally what the opposition wants to do.
Scott Kaufman is the legislative director for the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He compared ACA 13 to a failed Ohio initiative to raise the voter threshold for all state constitutional amendments, which Governor Gavin Newsom labeled as a GOP attempt to silence the will of the voters. He said California voters have always supported high voter thresholds for tax measures.
Unlike Ohio, this legislature has notably exempted itself from ACA 13 and would seemingly only require higher constitutional thresholds to impose new limits on taxation. Majorities of California voters have routinely and consistently demanded stronger requirements for new and higher taxes. Proposition 13 in 1978, Proposition 62 in 1986, Proposition 218 in 1996, Proposition 26 in 2010. How is creating a two-tiered system for amending the California state constitution any less democratic than Ohio?
Assemblyman Chris Ward, the amendment's author, denied that his proposal was unprecedented. He pointed to similar propositions on both the local and state levels over the years, and rejected the idea that the state legislature was exempting itself.
We already have a two-thirds threshold here in the legislature. To put something before the ballot as we're discussing through this ACA. So we're already at that higher bar. Had talked about the question about whether or not this is going to affect Prop 13 or Prop 26 or Prop 218. No, it does not. There's nothing in that language that says that we're going to undo Prop 13 or that we're going to raise taxes.
The bill passed 5-2 and now goes to the Assembly Appropriations Committee. I'm Jacques Labarga-Martel, Pacifica News, KPFA.